Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob Smith, and I belong to you for the next couple of minutes. I've chaired the Senate Environment and Energy Committee for the last 8 years, and maybe 6 years, and then chair it this term as well. And I've always sat on an environment committee in the legislature. I always think those committees have the most interesting issues, and now more than ever, those issues have just increased in their impact on the state of New Jersey. I wouldn't even try to talk about energy issues today, because that's a four-hour presentation to just skim the surface. But I was asked to talk about Barnegat Bay, which is near and dear to your heart. And I would start with the premise that a clean environment is good for the economy. I know we have a business-oriented group here. Can't emphasize that enough. And let me give a little credit to President Nixon. On the environment, he was a pretty good president. And in 1972, during his term, the amendments were made to the Clean Water Act, the Water Pollution Control Act, which required that our country focus its attention on our water, and that we have, the goal in the act was that by 1983, we would have swimmable and fishable waters. All of our waters would be dead. And as a result, a lot of good things happened. For example, here in New Jersey, we spent $7 billion on upgrading sewage treatment plants. You may remember the golden years of the 1980s when we had Jersey seashells washing up on our shore. We had hypodermic syringes. We had our beaches closing left and right. And as a result of the sewage treatment plant upgrades, most of that is no longer applicable. Also, now that's domestic sewage, that's you flushing your toilet. With regard to industrial waste, as a result of those 72 amendments to the Water Pollution Control Act, the system was put into effect across the country, but in New Jersey, we call it NJPDES, New Jersey Pollution Discharge Elimination System Permits. And what that did for every industrial pipe in the state, put a collar on it. And every year, the permit would get tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. And it also required, of course, that industrial waste ultimately went to sewage treatment plants where it could be properly treated. And on those two scores, since 1972, this country has made very significant progress. The one area where we are not doing so well is on stormwater related pollution. Every time it rains, it doesn't rain pennies from heaven. All right, it washes from your lawns, your fertilizers. It washes from your driveways, your hydrocarbons from your car that drip off the tailpipe, etc. And then whatever's in the street. You know, the things don't just appear. When you saw that little piece of litter on the street and the next day it wasn't there after the rainstorm, it didn't go to heaven. All right, it went into the nearest water body. That's how our storm sewers work. And so, stormwater pollution is the big continuing problem. And in New Jersey, it's a problem everywhere, but the problem we want to focus on today is Barnegat Bay. Barnegat Bay generates $3 billion U.S. dollars per year in revenue. It employs in excess of 10,000 people per year. And these are activities related to the use of the bay, the tourism, the restaurants, all the good things that happen, the boating, you name it. Barnegat Bay is not only an environmental treasure for this state, it is an economic treasure. It is the economic engine of Ocean County and surrounding areas as well. So, to say that we should try to keep Barnegat Bay healthy is a real understatement. For about 3 years, we have, in the legislature, focused our attention on the Bay, held numerous hearings, and in a nutshell, here's what we found out. First, the Barnegat Bay is the second worst bay in America. That is not a title you want to have. And when I say second worst, it is being polluted every minute by nitrogen and other pollutants. This nitrogen overload causes the bay to undergo a process called eutrophication. Eutrophication means that algae and other plants are stimulated, decreases dissolved oxygen, causes increased sediment in the bay, decreases the livability of that habitat for fish and shellfish and you name it. It's a really bad thing. And the other big fact that we discovered was that around the Barnegat Bay, there are more than 2,000 failing stormwater basins. Now, what's a stormwater basin? In New Jersey, over the last 30 years, we have, from a governmental perspective, changed our mind as to what is good with regard to stormwater. When the big revolution, I guess about 25, 30 years ago, was we should do detention basins. Detention means that water should be retained on the site for as long as possible, and now you allow the water to gradually come off the site. The latest revolution is that we've now come to the conclusion, environmentally, that it is better to have as much as possible of the stormwater that's generated to percolate into the soil and to recharge aquifers and not get it into that stormwater system. And the reason you don't want it in the stormwater system is there's erosion, and there's also the delivery of all these pollutants into the nearest water body. That being said, most of the stormwater basins that are out there were built under the old technology, if they were built. You know, that 40 years ago, who cared about stormwater? 30 years ago, we started to get smarter. But even there, we weren't all that smart because we still stimulated stormwater runoff, but it would be at a slower rate. Now we're trying to put it back into the ground. But in any case, we have more than 2,000 failing basins around the Barnegat Bay. And what that means is that every time it rains around the Barnegat Bay, more litter, more fertilizers, that is nitrogen, more whatever kind of pollutants are in those failing stormwater basins are washing into the bay. And that's one of the reasons why the bay is second worst in America. Now, as a result of the several years of hearings, we have managed to change the law, make it better for the bay. So let me tell you what is the law as of last year. Number one, we've enacted a requirement that the State Soil Conservation Service issue new standards for the rehabilitation, reconstruction of soils. Now let me give you the big picture. Every time you have construction and a bulldozer goes over ground, especially if the ground is moist or wet, it turns that soil into the equivalent of concrete. It is, even though you don't see asphalt there, it's the equivalent of asphalt. And every time it rains, that's more impervious surface, more water going into the stormwater system. So the Soil Conservation Service, hopefully in the very, very near future, is going to publish these standards, go through the rulemaking process, and when people build new whatever, office buildings, shopping centers, homes, one of the responsibilities at the end of that process will be to take the part that is soil and make sure that soil can still allow for the percolation of water. Be a major step forward. Number two, New Jersey now has the most stringent fertilizer law in America. And this law has changed the content of what's in the fertilizer bag. It requires that the applicators be properly trained so that the amount of fertilizer coming off the lawn is going to be absolutely minimized. seasons of the year where it can be applied are now regulated. And what we've tried to do is to decrease that fertilizer going into the bay. One of the scientists that appeared before us in these hearings said, listen, if you no longer fertilized another piece of soil around Barnegat Bay, it would take 10 years before you would see the impact. Because this stuff just keeps on, every time it rains, just keeps on moving another 10 inches, 2 feet toward the bay. So this is a problem that will continue, but we've tried to address it for the long-term future by making and adopting the toughest fertilizer bill in America. And then lastly, the third law that was signed by the governor requires the State Department of Transportation in its annual proposed budget to also list in there the capital projects to begin taking care of the public stormwater basins, state-owned water basins around the Barnegat Bay, and start to rehabilitate them so that we, the state of New Jersey, who can be critical of everybody else, are at least having our hands clean. So that is supposed to start, and hopefully we're going to see it in the first budget this year. Now, those were three positive things that happened for the Bay. In the category of not so good for the Bay, there were another three bills that were either vetoed or conditionally vetoed by the governor. And by the way, which are in the process of being reintroduced, because they are still, whether the governor vetoed them or conditionally vetoed them, they're the right thing to do if you want to get this bay healthy. Number one is a bill that requires the DEP to set up what are called TMDLs for sources of pollution in the bay. TMDL stands for total maximum daily loads. And what it says is, if you got a pipe, this is X is the amount of nitrogen that can come out of that pipe. And if not, you have to do something about it. TMDLs are a way in which you can have local instead of federal water pollution controls. You know, we have federal standards. This allows you, when you have a special situation, to deal with your special situation. Now, the argument against this bill, and this bill was conditionally vetoed, was we need to take a couple of years to study. We're going to form a committee. Well, that's not an acceptable response, and it's not an acceptable response because Chesapeake Bay, which is number one, has adopted TMDLs. Same kind of problems. I mean, this doesn't involve rocket science. We can get this done better than by forming a committee. So the TMDL bill is going back up. Number two, in 14 states of the United States of America, this was another bill. This bill was outright vetoed. This bill would be permissive. It would allow county authorities or municipal authorities to adopt under their jurisdiction a stormwater utility. Not the creation of new government bureaucracies, existing authorities. And what they would be able to do, and this, hold on to your seat, if you have any asphalt, hold on to your seat. It would allow the stormwater utility to collect a little VIG from you if you are an owner of a large impervious surface. So if you're a shopping center owner here, you would be subject to this. If you have an office park, you would be subject to it. But let me just tell you, even though I'm a Democrat, I don't wake up every day saying, how can I tax people? Honest to God, I don't. Honest to God, I don't do that. But the truth of the matter is that's where the pollution is coming from the bay. It's coming from the large impervious surfaces. And if you don't make it an onerous charge, a little VIG, a little tiny bit, so that there's money to get these malfunctioning basins back into working order or perhaps even improving them, because a lot of the old basins were just about detention or retention. And we now require water quality. In other words, they're supposed to also clean up the water somewhat. If we had a little fun to do that, that would go a long way toward cleaning up the bay. And by the way, this is not radical. 14 states of the United States do it now. All right? And it would be permissive. We're not imposing this on anybody. You'd only do it where you have a problem. And by the way, in the state of New Jersey, we have a lot of these problems. We have Deal Lake. Anybody live near Deal Lake? You've got a problem. Anybody live near Lake Hopatcong? Got a problem. All right, and what's happening is these large impervious surfaces are killing our local water bodies. So there needs to be a way to collect a little money to do that. So in any case, the bill is going back up, even though there is a chance that I will be arrested in Ocean County by the Sheriff's Department. The Ocean County Sheriff here? Or was it the Monmouth County Sheriff? All right. So I'm good in Monmouth, I think. All right. But in Ocean County, I get arrested. The Ocean County freeholders come to a... We have a hearing with 400 people in the Toms River Municipal Building saying, go, 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 clean up our bay. And the freeholders say, you know, we're doing a fine job. We're okay. We don't need your laws. And I think ultimately the reason that the governor vetoed this permissive bill is that he had huge, huge, rabid opposition from the Ocean County Board of Freeholders. And then lastly, the last bill that didn't get passed, or that got vetoed rather, was one that would say if the Ocean County government would do a master plan for cleaning up the stormwater basins, whenever new development comes in, it would be permissible to collect a little VIG. Because by the way, you know that the problem is money. You can do anything if you have money. All right. Well, in the case of the bay, we have to invest in the bay. It's only generating $3 billion a year in revenue and 10,000 jobs. So again, we wanted to give that tool permissive. If Ocean County didn't want to do it, they didn't have to do it.